There has been progress, but it has been uneven and perhaps less than satisfactory. It was announced that the target for halving poverty was achieved by 2010, but there are doubts as to what the significance of achieving the poverty targets were.
Why?
The main reason is that poverty was originally defined in terms of what it takes to avoid being hungry.
How would you define being hungry? How does the FAO define being hungry?
The FAO has a very minimalist definition. It has established the amount of dietary energy which is needed for a sedentary lifestyle, something which people like me can afford to have, basically sitting in the office, walking home, and not really doing very much physical activity. But most working people, especially the poor, are expected to work a lot. So in a sense, the hunger definition which the FAO uses does not fully capture the higher dietary energy requirements which most people have. And also, it is important to remember that what we measure are people who are hungry all the year round. For example, if you are hungry half the year, or maybe for 10 months, but for 2 months right after the harvest you have enough food, you are not deemed hungry. So that's why I insist that the FAO definition of hunger is very minimalist. And the way you should describe the FAO numbers, for example, for the year 2011 to 2013, it is said that 842 million people are hungry. The correct way of stating that is to say that at least 842 million people were hungry.
So there hasn't been any improvement as far as reducing this number of hungry people is concerned?
Oh, there has been significant progress in reducing the share, but it has not been halved. The share has gone down by about more than 40%, but it hasn't reached 50%. But the number of hungry people, however, has not significantly gone down because population has increased. And so the number is over 800 million. And the number in 1990, which is the beginning of this period, was in that region as well. There was a World Food Summit in 1996, and the target they set was to halve the number of hungry people, not the proportion of hungry people.
What's the difference between the number and the proportion of hungry people?
Oh, well, if you have the population going up, you can reduce the proportion of hungry people, let us say from 30% to 15%, but the number of hungry people will not be halved because the number of people continues to grow, but it is not the main reason why people are hungry. The main reason people are hungry is because they do not have enough access to enough food.
And agriculture, of course, plays an important role in producing food. Let's talk about the role of agriculture in achieving sustainable development goals.
Agriculture is important in two regards. Firstly, in terms of increasing food supply, and it is important to remember you can increase agricultural output without necessarily increasing food output, because many countries, the incentives to increase cash crop outputs are much higher very often than the incentives to increase food output. So many farmers are producing more and more cash crops. They're exporting those cash crops, but they are not producing food in increased quantities. But nonetheless, by producing more cash crops, they will have more cash incomes. And so agricultural activity is very important in terms of increasing rural incomes, especially agricultural incomes. But right now, if they are not able to significantly increase their output and their incomes, they are unlikely to be able to avoid being hungry.
Now, looking into the future, are you optimistic that the world will ever eliminate hunger completely?
I think it is possible, but it will require radical new measures. And we have already seen a number of governments adopting such measures. We have seen, for example, governments in some countries in Latin America taking an approach to food security, which is linked to what is called social protection.
What's that?
This involves, for example, sometimes cash transfers. In India, it involves a Right to Food Act and subsidized food in other countries. And so there have been commitments by a number of governments. The Brazilian government has been very, very innovative. About 12 years ago, it started something called Fome Zero, which is the inspiration for the Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge.